Hi, my love. I have a question for you. How much pressure do you put on yourself to make life the way that you want it? If your answer is a lot, then this is the episode for you. Welcome to the You Relationship, a podcast all about relationships and most specifically, your relationship with yourself. I'm Aria Yaguarete. I am a heart guide and I am your host. And I am here helping you transition through, shift through your difficult life experiences, your endings, your heartbreaks, your losses, and transforming and transmuting those into openings and into possibility and seeing the gifts that come with those difficult experiences and creating a life that lights you the F up. My love, we are in Scorpio season. Are you feeling it? Are you feeling it? Because I know that I have. And the energy has been really, really intense. It's bringing to the surface all of the thoughts and ways of being and behaviors that we have always been doing, especially a lot of what's in this, our subconscious. It's bringing it all to the surface and asking us to look at it. I can't even tell you how many people I have spoken to, how many clients are dealing with a lot of challenging feelings in and around this time. And it's really connected to this desire of like, I want to break through this shit. I don't want to feel this way anymore. And something that's really powerful is you can actually alchemize your darkness, your shadow, the parts of you that are not supporting you, and transmute it into your personal power. I actually did that this past week. I was experiencing a lot of very old stories about my worthiness and about things being my fault, which I've felt with my father. I felt it with my ex-husband in a lot of ways. And I also realized that it has been the underlying belief system that made me create my whole old life. It's like I was doing everything in my power to just prove myself and to validate myself. And I ended up feeling like a really empty existence. So these are the types of things that might be coming up for you. These subconscious beliefs that like, woo, once you hear them, once you see them, you really, really feel their impact and you want more and you want to change. So I invite you, book a breakthrough session with me. These are incredibly powerful. They're 2 hours where we get right into the root of what is impacting you, how you can free yourself from it. I do energy work to actually clear it from your system as well. And as you do that, you will be amazed at the new openings, the new opportunities, the new possibilities that present themselves for you in your life. Now, welcome to episode 3 of the Inner Transformation series. This has been such a fun process to go through, to be able to share these really amazing steps with you on how you can create transformation in your own life and in ways that I know work. They've worked with me, they've worked with my clients, they continue to have a really profound effect on those that apply them. So I would really encourage you, if you're in for this episode, put the recommendations, put the steps that I give to you into effect, and you will see some pretty amazing changes in your life. So, how do you feel about how much control you want to have in your life? How does it feel when you don't have that control? Now, we are taught to have to keep doing things, to have to take our lives into our own hands and make things happen. And if you don't do it, no one's going to do it for you. And of course, there's some level of truth to that. But what it doesn't tell you, what we are not taught, is that we have a whole team of supporters, a whole team of supporters that we cannot see that are helping with our physical eyes, that are helping us every single day, in every single moment and in our lives, and they are guiding us. We are not alone. You are never alone. You truly are never, never alone. I kind of said that in a little bit of a creepy way, but truly you aren't. And that was something that I felt really deeply when I came to that realization, because one of my narratives is aloneness, which I'll get into a little bit more. So who are these ethereal supporters? So who are these beings that you cannot see who are supporting you? Well, it depends on your belief systems. I'll share with you mine, but you can call it God, you can call it source, the universe. There are also spirit guides that are souls that are here to help you on your soul's journey, on your path, which I'll talk about more. They are your past loved ones who are also here to help you and support you. There's also higher dimensional beings, which are basically beings from other planets that are helping us as well. They typically work on more of a collective level than individual, but you will also have supporters in that way too. I've absolutely seen all of it. There's angels, there's beings from other realms. There's so much there. So know that you have a team dedicated to you who is here to help you navigate your life. And now I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but your soul comes into this life, comes into the game of being a human on planet Earth with a purpose. It has lessons it needs to learn. It has objectives it needs to or desires to achieve. And it sets up before you come in, before your soul walks into this life, it sets up the container for it. It sets up the game and the way the game needs to look for them to be able to learn these lessons. And that includes your physical body, that includes your family, that includes like major trauma that you're going to have in your life. There's so many factors that is decided before you even enter into this lifetime, because it's really about a soul's evolution and your soul's evolution being here. And the human experience is a very specific one. And there's a reason why our memories get erased from prior lifetimes and prior existences when we come in. It's so that you can be fully present in the life that you're in and the lessons that you need to learn, because you need to physically experience them in order to integrate them versus just being, just knowing, you know, just being informed of them. So I'll give you some examples of some of my lessons and purposes, or purpose, I should say, in this life. Now, something that I've really came into this lifetime to learn how to be is alone, but alone in my power. So that doesn't mean that I'm here to be alone for my entire life. 100%, that's not true, but it means that I'm not making decisions or choices out of fear of being alone, that I feel so powerful within myself that I don't give my power away to others, which I have in my past so often. My parents, my partners, my friends, my teachers, my coaches. You know, there's, I'm sure you can relate to this, but there's this energy of, oh, someone knows better than I do, or I need them for a certain reason, or whatever it might be for you. And my objective on a soul level is to not play that game anymore. That in this lifetime, I am choosing to really feel and step into my power and into my independence, and to not be afraid of being alone. And I set up my life intentionally to be physically alone, only child, immigrant family, parents moving back to Poland, leaving me, you know, going through a divorce, being on my own again, naturally being introverted. So there are so many factors that I set up in advance in order to do that. And really often, your biggest lesson, so that's a really big one for me, is connected to your purpose in this lifetime. Okay, so my purpose is to help others do the same, is to help others step into their truth, step into their power, take ownership over their lives, to fucking love and adore who they are authentically and not feel like they need to be different or fit in some way. And I teach that through my own experience. So very often, your biggest lesson and purpose in this lifetime are intertwined. And you have to almost think that there's this like layered approach to it, right? It's almost like when you are achieving mastery over something, it takes time and it takes steps and there's different levels that you go to, right? There's the initial exposure to it. Being alone, for example, with me, then really being in it, experiencing it, then learning about it. Educating yourself. Oh, okay. What is loneliness? Where does that come from? What's at the root of it? Then there's a step of finding your power in it and being like, okay, I choose to be alone. I'm choosing this and it fucking feels good. And now I'm embodying this power of being alone. I know how to do it. I'm embodying it. It feels amazing. And then eventually it progresses to, okay, and now you can teach others, you know? So whatever your big life lesson is, it's been progressing you towards your purpose. And it doesn't mean to teach others the same thing that you're traditionally going to be a teacher or even like a coach like I am. No, you can teach others simply through your existence, simply through your presence. Whatever you embody, whatever you learn, you will then automatically teach your children. Right? So just something to factor in. This doesn't mean everybody here is meant to like actually be teachers or coaches or guides or therapists or whatever it is. It's going to look very differently for every single person. And the thing is that you don't actually need to know what your big lesson is and what your purpose is. It's okay if you don't know right now. You can't fuck this up. You know, like you are on a journey and it's taking the time that it needs. For me, it took me into my 30s to really get clear on what my purpose was in the world. And it continues to get refined and shifted and so forth, which also happens. I can also see it transforming and changing over time as well, you know, as I really show up in it. So it's okay, but I do invite you to consider that you probably already have a sense of what your biggest lesson is in this life. You know, if someone were to ask you at the end of your lifetime, what's the moral of the story? What was the one thing that Sally needed to learn, you know? Like, what is that for you? What is your biggest challenge? And that will give you an inclination of, okay, my biggest challenge is connected with this. This is my biggest lesson. And then you can start inquiring into like, how's this connected to my purpose? This is something I also help people figure out and identify in my breakthrough sessions. And also when you work with me one-on-one. So no, I'm here to support you in that. If you're like, I need an answer now and I have no idea. So you have this huge team of supporters who are here for you, who want you to learn the lessons that you set out. They want you to have a successful mission. They want you to live out your life's purpose. It's really important. Now, how are they supporting you? There's so many ways. So many ways, especially when you really open up to the possibility of it and start looking around. It happens through synchronicities. So almost like these ironic situations of what are the chances that this person were to walk up to me and say the one thing that I needed to hear. It shows up in numbers and sequences. If you see number multiples very often, those are your spirit guides speaking to you. Sometimes it's just like a number in itself. They all have their own meanings and messages. And we are being bombarded. We're being bombarded with guidance. But we are so dense and our ego runs so much of the show that the denser you are, the more time you spend in your ego, the less likely you are to see some of these messages. Now, I'm now bringing them to your awareness. You may already be aware of these things. And this is just a reminder of that. but it's happening all the time. So it's okay if you miss a sign. There will be more. So repetitive things, right? Repetitive things that keep showing up in your life. Repetitive signs. It could even be a physical sign. Animals that show up. Messages through songs. People are huge messengers. Literally, these people, you agree before you come into this lifetime, the role that they're going to play, especially the significant ones, and what they're going to teach you. Okay, so people are our mirrors. They're our reflectors. They're here to show us something about ourselves and encourage us to make some changes. Also, big events that take place in your life, right? Like really big and impactful occurrences and events that take place in your life are also guidance systems, can also be planted there to teach you, to show you. Your own intuition, your own hunches are guiding you. You can also have direct communication if you have built out those abilities, or maybe just naturally you've always been connected and nothing has taken place that's shut that down for you. You can connect with your spirit guides through meditation, through just closing your eyes and just imagining them presenting themselves to you. There are so many ways to also do that. So it's happening on all fronts. I promise you this. And now, how can you work with this? How can you work with this immense support that you are getting from the universe as a whole? Well, first of all, it involves start paying attention. Start paying attention to what's going on around you. What keeps showing up in your life? What is standing out for you? What type of people keep showing up? What kind of messages are you hearing? Are you noticing a certain number showing up all the time? Was there an animal that really like crossed your path the other day, or you had a really special connection with or moment with? You know, look those things up. You can always go online and ask, what is the symbolism? You are your own best guide in the sense of really understanding what it means for you, because these things will mean different things for others. But if you are feeling called to look it up, then there's something within what you find, and you can then see if that feels resonant or true to you. You can also, you know, ask for the support, ask for the help, and then ask for signs. If you're trying to make a decision around something or a choice, you can ask your guides, help me. Help me figure out the situation. Like, okay, if I'm meant to go out with Bob, then show me a sign, and get specific. I want that sign to look like a red rose. I'm just going to see a red rose somewhere. Next thing you know, your neighbor comes over and says, hey, oh my gosh, I have this rose bush. Here's a rose. And you're like, oh shoot, I'm supposed to go out with Bob. That's just one example. But this tactic can work with anything in your life. It's actually really helpful for them to be specific with the sign that you want, because then they don't need to like come up with something and hope that you catch the hint, you know, that you take a hint and that you figure it out. Like, okay, you wanted a sign. Here's your sign. And know that that sign can show up in different ways. Maybe it's a picture of a rose, you know, so be very specific. And I would also pick something that is not super prevalent, that you see it everywhere. Because then you're kind of manipulating the answer. So ask something that's rare for you to come across, or very specific, like an orange cat with like a spot on its back, or a black cat. But if you're going to say a black cat and your neighbors have black cats, you know, that might not be the best example. So, or best sign to ask for. So really ask yourself, like, what keeps coming up repetitively in my life? What feels like it's significant in some way? These things that take place in our lives, some of them are going to stick in your mind for longer than others. These things that stick, ask yourself, okay, what is this? What is the message behind this? Ask for more clarity. You can pull oracle cards. You can just ask, I need more clarity on this. I don't understand. Show me more. Please explain this to me. And you will get that, and you will be open to it, so you'll be able to see it more. Yeah, and really often, like, you also already know what you need, but like your spirit guides and your soul supporters, your soul's supporters can also bring ideas into your mind. So if there's something that you can't seem to stop thinking of, or just really captures your attention in some way, then honor it and work with it and be with it. I invite you to also pay attention to what is drawing in your energy. What do you feel attracted to in your life? Is there a certain person? Is there a place? Can you maybe you saw that there was an event happening and you're like, I have to go to this. Just honor that, because there's something in it for you. It's a part of, it's like with the breadcrumbs, literally all of these signs, all this guidance is breadcrumbs for you to move along in this journey. And as these things come up, always be asking, what is this teaching me? How am I being redirected right now? What is being asked of me? What is being asked? Now, one caveat, the guidance doesn't always feel good, okay? It's not always going to come through as butterflies and rainbows and like a cute furry animal. Sometimes it's going to be some really impactful stuff that shakes you up and that really hurts. And that's because you need to listen, and it needs to be impactful for you to listen. You know, think about the things that are going on our planet right now. We've been hinted about global environmental issues for so long, but it's only when we start really seeing the impacts of the forest fires and the tsunamis and of global warming that we actually start believing it, right? So it's very similar to your life. And especially if you're not used to learning, the universe has likely already been giving you signs. And sometimes when we don't look at the signs or we don't want to listen, it has to get really bad in order for us to listen. But it's not to punish you. It's just to move you forward and progress you in this lifetime. Remember, the universe isn't like have this manipulative strategy to screw you. It's here to help you in every which way. So some examples, or an example of something that was really big for me, which I've shared about before, was my miscarriage, right? Like that was one of the most painful things I've ever, ever, ever gone through in my life. But yet it ended up taking me on this beautiful journey and trajectory of complete life transformation. And I am immensely grateful for it on a daily basis, because it changed my life. It woke me up to who I truly am and what I desire in the world. And sure, that was already being hinted at me for a long time prior, but I wasn't willing to listen until that moment. So once the big event like this happens that really shakes you, right? Like the relationship and a relationship ending, or you losing someone, or losing your job, or maybe like a physical attack or something happening to your physical body, like ask, what is being shown to me right now? What is the lesson? How am I being redirected? What is being asked of me? And then the question really comes down to, are you willing to work with the universe? Or do you want to do this on your own? You can do it on your own, but it's going to be much more of a struggle than if you can just surrender in and look around and be like, fuck, yes, all of this is happening for me. It's all happening for you. And it actually takes a lot of pressure off. You know, I can get really frustrated sometimes when things don't work out the way that I want them to. And then I remind myself, like, oh no, this is happening for me right now. I'm meant to have this experience this way. And like, I trust that. So it's not draining my energy. I used to push and push so hard and try and control things so much. I'm an Aries, like we're pretty stubborn. And like when we want things, we want them a certain way. And I was very much like that. Like almost blinded to the reality of what was happening around me and all the ways the universe was trying to stop me. And I always think back to my bachelorette party. I so badly wanted to go to Vegas. It's like, I need to go to Vegas for my bachelorette party. I need to. And like basically forced my friends to go. And it had some fun moments, but honestly, I didn't really have that much fun. I felt like crap. I felt stressed out. There was so much pressure leading up to it. And then I was just hungover for 3 days, you know? So I think I was more excited about the idea of it than the reality of it, but I was so stuck on it that I was opposed to any other options. And then I struggled a lot. I suffered a lot. And I like really almost lost some friendships because of that trip. So there have been many experiences like that in my life. Not as of recent as much, because I've really learned that when the universe doesn't want something to happen because it's not for your highest and best, or it's not the right time, then I surrender and I let go. And I know some of you listening are going through some difficult situations. Maybe you're really trying to get pregnant or trying to get your business off the ground or whatever it is, and you just want it to happen. Well, I invite you to consider that if it's not happening right now, there's a bigger reason. And you're not being asked to push more and force it. That's never the answer. That's never the solution. You're being asked to like take a deep breath, take a step back, disconnect from this goal you have, and just be with the truth of your heart. Be with the heartbreak over it. Ask yourself, why do I really want this? Why is it so important that I have this right now? Is there something else in my life that needs my attention? It's all happening for you. Okay, my loves. Well, I hope you found that to be helpful. It's been one of the most transformative parts of my life, is learning to trust the universe and seeing how it's all happening to support me and for my betterment. And for my growth and progression. I love you. If you want dedicated support and you want help to break through some of this stuff and move through the challenges that you're going through and understand why maybe things aren't working the way that they need to, and get guidance over where you're actually meant to be leading your life or what actions are being asked of you, then I invite you to book a breakthrough session. And again, you can do those on my website, mariajuswin.com/breakthrough. I love you. Thank you. And I'll be back next week with episode 4 of the Inner Transformation series.